Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. Leading media bodies to hold a joint protest meeting in Bangladesh today to denounce recent mob violence and attacks on media and cultural institutions. United States seizes another oil tanker off Venezuela coast. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi urges reforms in UN Security Council for Africa's larger role. In men's under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India to take on Pakistan in the title clash in Dubai today. And World Meditation Day coinciding with winter solstice in Northern Hemisphere being observed today. Bangladesh's Editors' Council and the Newspaper Owners' Association of Bangladesh, NOAB, will hold a joint protest meeting today to denounce recent mob violence and attacks on media and cultural institutions, raising alarm over press freedom and democratic values. The meeting, titled Bangladesh Affected by Mob Violence, will take place at 11 this morning in Dhaka. Leaders from political parties, journalist bodies, professional groups and civil society are expected to attend. The organizers said the protest was prompted by a series of coordinated attacks, including vandalism, looting and arson at the offices of Prothom Alloy and the Daily Star, as well as assaults on cultural organizations Chahanoth and Udichi. Bangladesh's Rapid Action Battalion has said that no clear evidence of blasphemy has so far emerged in the lynching of a Hindu youth in Manmansingh, even as it alleged that a factory floor manager handed him over to an enraged mob instead of alerting police. The victim, 28-year-old Deepu Chandradas, was a worker at the Pioneer Knitwears BD Limited. He was beaten to death by a mob on Thursday night in Jamirdia over alleged blasphemy. His body was later tied to a tree and set on fire, triggering widespread outrage. At a press briefing yesterday, RAB 14 director Naim ul Hassan said 10 people have been arrested in connection with the killing, including factory floor manager Alamgir Hussain and quality manager Miraz Hussain Akon. A murder case has been filed by Deepu's brother against unidentified suspects. RAB said it would continue a parallel investigation alongside the police into the brutal lynching. United States has seized an oil tanker that had recently departed from Venezuela, according to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. It is the second time this month that the U.S. has seized an oil-carrying ship off the country's coast. The move comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Tuesday that he was ordering a blockade of sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela. Venezuela has condemned the latest U.S. seizure, describing it as theft and kidnapping. A statement from the Venezuelan government said that these acts will not go unpunished and added that it intends to file a complaint with the UN Security Council and other multilateral agencies and the governments of the world. The U.S. Department of Justice is continuing to release thousands of files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Democrats have alleged that several files from the Epstein release disappeared from the Justice Department's public webpage within a day, including a photo of U.S. President Donald Trump. However, the Department of Justice has rejected these allegations, stating that it is not redacting the names of any politicians. The Epstein Files Transparency Act was signed into law last month. It requires the Justice Department to release all unclassified Epstein-related records with limited redactions allowed only for victim information or active investigations. U.S. negotiators met Russian officials in Florida for the latest talks aimed at ending Russia-Ukraine war. The Miami meeting in yesterday followed U.S. talks on Friday with Ukrainian and European officials, the latest discussions of a peace plan that has sparked some hope of a resolution to the conflict that began in February 2022. Russian President Vladimir Putin's special envoy, Kirill Dmitriev, told reporters after meeting U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner that the talks were constructive and would continue today. Mr. Dhrimitiv said that the discussions are proceeding constructively. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi today reiterated calls for structural changes in the UN Security Council to grant Africa a larger role in shaping global decisions. El-Sisi made the plea for a more pluralistic world order at a conference of the Russia-Africa Partnership held in Cairo, which was attended by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and ministers from more than 50 African countries, along with representatives from several African and regional organizations. Since 2005, the African Union has been demanding that Africa be granted 2 permanent seats in the Security Council, arguing that such reforms would contribute to achieving peace and stability on the continent, which has been struggling with wars for decades. World Meditation Day is being observed today. The United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 21st of December as the World Meditation Day last year. The day was chosen to coincide with the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, which symbolizes introspection and inner calm. We have a report for you.
Indian spiritual guru Sri Sri Ravi Shankar led a guided meditation session during the Meditation for Global Peace and Harmony event at the United Nations headquarters in New York. Recalling Lord Krishna's teaching to Arjun on meditation yoga in the battlefield, he said that humans are not in less of a war field today, as various issues in the society is not short of any war. Giving an example of Lord Krishna's lessons, he said that in Ukraine, 8,000 soldiers who had to be there as fighters were feeling darkness and despair, but they meditated and found peace. Diplomats from around the world, UN officials and yoga leaders joined him in a meditation practice aimed at bringing peace within and to the world at large. The observance was organized by India, Andorra, Mexico, Nepal and Sri Lanka, who sponsored the General Assembly resolution last year designating the winter solstice December 21 as World Meditation Day. Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
In the ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup 2025, India Under-19 will take on arch-rivals Pakistan Under-19 in the final match at ICC Academy Ground in Dubai this morning. The match will begin at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. Led by Ayush Mahatre, India will aim to clinch the title for record 9th time. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced India's squad for the upcoming 5-match T20 series against New Zealand and the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026. The Men's Selection Committee yesterday picked a 15-member squad with Surya Kumar Yadav as captain and all-rounder Akshar Patel as vice-captain. The squad also includes Abhishek Sharma, Sanju Samson, Tilak Verma, Hardik Pandya, Shivam Dubey, Rinku Singh, Jasprit Bumrah, Harshit Rana, Arshdeep Singh, Kuldeep Yadav, Varun Chakravarti, Washington Sundar and Ishan Kishan. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of the 5-match series at Dr. Y.S. Rajasekhar Reddy ACA VDCA Stadium in Vishakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, India will play 5 T20s against Sri Lanka as part of their Women's T20 World Cup preparations. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Leading media bodies to hold a joint protest meeting in Bangladesh today to denounce recent mob violence and attacks on media and cultural institutions. United States seizes another oil tanker off Venezuela coast. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi urges reforms in the UN Security Council for Africa's larger role. In men's Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India to take on Pakistan in the title clash in Dubai today. And World Meditation Day, coinciding with winter solstice in Northern Hemisphere, being observed today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.